Welcome to the Deeper Daily Broadcast with Pastor Paul White. We hope the good news of God's abundant grace and favor will be daily bread to your soul. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Paul.
Let's jump right into the sermon we started on Wednesday. Here is a recent Wednesday night Bible study, The Code of the Cross Hidden in Hebrew Genealogy.
Here comes the genealogy showing you that these are born into Adam's likeness and in Adam's image, not God's. And this starts our line, that you and I born into Adam's likeness and in Adam's image. And the days that verse 4, and the days of Adam after he begot Seth were 800 years, and he begot sons and daughters. Now we do the math, 130 plus 800, and all the days, verse 5, that Adam lived were 930 years, and he died. All the years that he lived, 930 years. So from the moment God breathed into him, he lasts 930 more years. Okay? Now, 930 years is a long time to be alive. Wouldn't you agree? That would put you somewhere back in the late 11th century. If you were to die now at 930 years old, your birthday would have been in the late 11th century, which is quite a long time to be alive on the planet. That's halfway, almost halfway between the cross and now. So you want to imagine how long his lifespan was. About half of the time between Jesus and us would be Adam's lifespan. And that was not unusual in Adam's day. There are three reasons why, I believe, that they lived so long and we don't. Okay? Three basic reasons. I'm not going to spend too much time on two of them. One of them I want to hone in on pretty good, because that's going to show us the mission and the role of the cross. One was that when God flooded the earth in the time of Noah, the Bible says he opened the heavens and he opened the deep, which means that God brought water from above and he brought water from beneath. He literally split the ground open and brought water up, and he tore the canopy that covered the earth, flooding the earth. So, and actually when he stopped, the Bible says he stopped three things. He closed up the fountain of the deep, he shut up the heavens, and he stopped the rain. That sounds like overkill. He shut up the heavens and stopped the rain. It's not overkill, because prior to the flood, there was a protection over the earth. And when God broke that protection and opened the fountains of the deep, the earth flooded quickly. This is why it flooded so fast. In less than a week, they were floating above everybody. And so when this happens, man's lifespan, once that protection was gone from Noah on, man, you'll watch the genealogy of the Bible, they go way down. Okay, so there can't be a coincidence there. They go way down, but not down to where they're at now. Okay, still not down to where they're at now, and that leads us into to point number two. Another reason that Adam lived so long was he didn't have any examples of how to die. Now, you're going to think that that one's off the wall. The only person he had ever seen die, and he didn't see him die, was Abel, and that was at the hands of another man. So as far as Adam knows, you don't ever die. You just keep getting older and older and older, and You just keep going, because none of your peers have ever died. You're the oldest person on the face of the earth. You just go 100, 200, 300, 400, 500. Why aren't you going to live forever? The only person you ever saw die had their life robbed away from them. So as Adam has no examples of death, and I believe, though this is one maybe we don't think about very much, I've heard people talk in their old age and will mention their death coming up. And one of the reasons why they're so convinced that theirs is next is because their family members have died, and their best friend have died, and their schoolmates are dying. And so they begin to talk death before they die. Adam never talked death with anybody. He never had anybody to talk death. Nobody knew what he was talking about, other than maybe the moment he mentions Abel's death, and for him that was murder. Well, that's what it was, whether for him or not. But it was murder, thus that was a life cut short. So for Adam, he had no examples of it. And then this is the third one. And this is the one that I believe the Lord pulls us into the new covenant with. He had no sin consciousness. He had no consciousness at all that he ever had done anything wrong, save the one moment in the garden. What was the one thing God had told him not to do? Not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can he do that anymore? No. Why? Because he's been banished from the garden. He can't even find Eden. He's been banished from the garden. He can't come back in, because there's a flaming sword to guard the tree of life. And so now he's already committed the one thing he was told not to do, he did, and he receives a covering of animal skins, which was no doubt a sacrifice as well on God's part, showing Adam no consciousness of sins, long life ensues. Now, let me show you some new covenant for this. Look at Romans chapter 5. And we're not done in Genesis. We haven't covered very much ground there. But Romans chapter 5, from Genesis 5 to Romans 5, that's a big jump. Romans chapter 5, verse 12, watch this. I'll read as you turn. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, who was the one man by which sin entered into the world? Adam. He's our guy tonight. Death came by sin. So when sin came, death came. And so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Have you sinned? Correct answer here is yes, Pastor, I have. Anyone that says they haven't, John says they're a liar and the truth's not in them. We've all sinned. We had our issues and our problems. We've all sinned, and death has been passed on to all of us because of that. Look at the parenthesis of 13. 13 kind of breaks away because it wants to explain something to you in verse 13. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Okay, let's just go real slow with that because that's a mind blower for some Christians. Until the law came, when was the law? Sinai, right? Until Sinai, people were sinning. Sin was in the world. But sin is not imputed. What's imputed mean? Reckoned or counted. Remember where we all shout about imputation? Sneak your eyeballs over to Romans 4:8. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. And we all get excited. We should, because that's us. Happy is the man whom the Lord doesn't count sins against him. Okay, now sneak your eyeballs back to Romans 5:13. The law was in, until the law, sin was in the world, but sin doesn't count against you when there is no law. Sin doesn't count against you when there is no law. That means men were doing wrong from Adam to Moses, but God didn't count it against anybody because they didn't have any law. And without law, was what they were doing wrong? Yes, but God couldn't put it on their charge because he had never said don't. It can't be a transgression. Listen to the difference. There's a difference between a transgression and a sin. Sin is that which misses the mark. That which is short of God's perfection, short of God's holiness, short of who God is, that's sin. Comes in many forms. Transgression is when you break law. It's not a transgression until there's a law. Right? If they don't have any speed limit signs on the highway, is it against the law to do 100? No, but the moment they put speed limit 60, is it a transgression to do 100? Yes. Is it smart to be doing 100 anyway? Whether there's a sign up or not? Probably not. It's a little dangerous. Reaction time's a little worse. The car's not really built to be going 100 like we're trying to make it do all the time, every time, out of the gate, 100. It's not wise. This is our poor example of sin. But it's not a transgression until there's a speed limit sign. Speed limit sign becomes a transgression. How do we know this? Because look at Romans 4:15. Romans 4:15. The law works wrath or anger. You live the law, you'll be mad. You break the law, somebody be mad at you. Okay? Look at the last part of the verse though. For where no law is, there's no transgression. Don't have any law, don't have any transgression. It doesn't say there's no sin. It says there's no transgression. Sin's there whether there's law or not, but it can't be counted against you until there's a speed limit sign. So when God said, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, transgression, 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 now it counts against you. So Adam is law, he has no law to live by, thus he has no consciousness of sin. Whatever he does, he never feels guilt and he never feels condemnation. And the freedom from guilt and condemnation, I believe, is one of the contributors to 930 years. It's one of the contributors to living so long. Did you know that when you live in guilt and condemnation, you open the door to physical attacks, to mental attacks, to insanity, to physical illness. Even us grace believers, when we walk in guilt and condemnation, we open the door to sickness, we open the door to disease, our bodies break down. Even though we're grace believers and we trust Christ, we live with guilt and condemnation and we see attacks in our lives. You show me believers who are feeling terrible about something in their life, they feel a load of guilt, they're kind of dragging around, it won't be long. They're calling in sick to work. And I'm not condemning them. That's all they need, another condemnation heaped on top of them. It's recognition, not condemnation. Recognize what's going on. And let's give that condemnation away. Get rid of it, because there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And watch there be wholeness. This is truly us pointing to the finished work. It's us seeing Jesus for who He is and what He is, knowing that we don't have any reason to walk around condemned. So Adam had sin, but Adam didn't have transgressions. Now, he did have one transgression, and it's in Romans 5:14. We keep reading. Romans 5:14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude or the likeness of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Look at that. Everyone was dying, even though none of them had done a transgression. They had sinned, but they hadn't transgressed law. Yet they were still dying. Now, this is the Bible's way of showing you that you can't get out of death. Okay? Even us grace believers are going to die unless we get raptured. All right? But I do believe, because of Romans 4:8, where there's no imputation of sin to the believer, the more you walk in that and the more you rest in that, the longer and healthier your life's going to be on this earth. You can buy back the years. The longer you believe it, the more you rest in it, the longer you get ready to live. I'm going to live to be 120. I have no imputation of sins, no guilt, no condemnation of sins, and I'm not going to be 120 and dragging around, just barely able to move. I plan on preaching the very last Sunday of my 120th year, and I mean preaching. And then one night, my wife and I have already discussed it, one night that week where, you know, our kids are in their 90s. Our grandkids are in their 60s or 70s. Go on down the line. I think we figured it up. We'll have great, 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 great grandkids at our funeral. And one night we'll just lay there in bed and hold hands and say, let's go home. Be with Jesus. Wake up on the other side. You say, you're crazy, preacher. Well, that's okay. I have non-imputation of sins. I have non-imputation of sins, and I'm learning it a little more every day. I'm learning it a little more every day. They don't count against me. I'm going to be in where I want to be in where Adam's at. Adam's spot was, he didn't know. He had no transgressions other than what had happened there. Now, whenever man, when you watch what happens when the law, and I know we're spending a lot of time here, but believe me, I know. When the law comes in at Sinai, men's lifespans start going way down. Way down. Why? This can't be coincidence. Because the more guilt and condemnation men lived under, the shorter their lives were. Until it still stands today. Man cannot reverse the aging process by natural science. You notice, you know, the life expectancy is longer. We can push it off 5 years, 10 years. It took centuries to push it back a half a decade, a whole decade. Centuries.
Thank you for listening today. You've been listening to a message entitled The Code of the Cross Hidden in Hebrew Genealogy. If you'd like a copy of this, contact the ministry and ask for The Code of the Cross. We'll send it to you, postage paid and free of charge. We'll continue it tomorrow, and until then, this is Pastor Paul White. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Broadcast. To order products mentioned in today's program, write us at Paul White Ministries, P.O. Box 985, Poplar Bluff, Missouri 63902, or call us at 573-686-2414. To order online, visit our website at www.paulwhiteministries.org. May God's abundant grace and favor be with you in Jesus' lovely name.